Delays faced by thousands of Irish children accessing dental care amount to state-sponsored neglect. That's according to the incoming president of the Irish Dental Association. Dr. Will Reimer, who's meeting the Minister for Health today, told this programme that tooth decay was a major problem, with one in six people over the age of 54 having lost all of their teeth. He spoke to our reporter, Carol Coleman.
Okay, that's very good. And I'm just going to check your gum health, if that's all right.
Ross Grey-based dentist Dr. Will Reimer is about to get busier. Not just with his patients, but as an advocate for groups like the 7,000 children waiting for urgent or orthodontic care, some of them for years.
When you have delays of 3 and 4 years for children, particularly for children to be seen, and particularly when they're in pain, to me, that's not a delay anymore. It's a case of neglect, and it's a situation that's been allowed to occur.
Though oral health data is scarce, we do know that tooth decay remains a huge problem.
In Ireland, you'd have a fifth of all children by the age of 8 that are affected by tooth decay. It's nearly half of all children by the time we get to 12, and 3/4 of children aged 15 have been affected by tooth decay.
And it gets worse. By the time we reach age 54, one in six of us have no teeth.
Now, most of those will have their teeth replaced by a denture, but by definition, that's a very poor replacement for your natural teeth. We also see a disparity between urban and rural. We see that urban-rural divide. So if you're in Dublin, 10% of over 54s likely don't have their own teeth, whereas it's 22% in rural areas. So we do see a significant problem with tooth decay that, you know, impacts on adulthood. That's missed days in work, a lot of pain and discomfort. It's the number one cause of absenteeism from work.
You have none at all?
No, I'm going there. But some men are good looking without teeth.
You're very good looking.
I tell you, honey.
And you reckon it was a lot of sweets?
Yeah, right.
At what age would you be yourself?
I'm 57 in July, God spares me.
A younger man who lost his teeth is off to Turkey for treatment. You told me how much for Turkey?
6,000.
And what do they do for that?
I get two full eight implants, four on the top and four on the bottom, and then I get two full Cuban zirconia, I think the name of it is, two full bridges.
And you wouldn't be able to do that here for that money, would you?
No, yeah, 20,000 here.
Back in his surgery, Dr. Reimer says 120 new HSE dentists are needed to keep pace with population growth.
Being on the border here in Ross Grey, where we see a lot of children from the Leash Offaly area, they are at times not being seen but for the school screening until they get to TY, and they should have been seen in second class. And if the parents have not gone looking for treatment, then they have often run into quite a lot of problems, whether that's orthodontic or whether there's dental disease, whether it's tooth decay.
The other abandoned group, he says, are medical card holders who receive limited procedures from a dwindling number of dentists in the scheme.
The official numbers, I think we have 810 dentists that still have a contract under the medical card scheme. But in real terms, we think probably about 600 dentists who are actively participating.
That's down from 1,500 6 years ago. Will Reimer is among those who left.
I treated patients for a number of years under that scheme, and sadly, the quality of their mouths deteriorated over 10 years. So I think from a personal perspective, I left the medical card scheme because I started to feel complicit in what I felt was this sort of government neglect of these groups of people.
Everything is so expensive now, and there's very few dentists accept medical cards as well.
Sure, even I lost a tooth back in December, and to get pulled was only €100, but if I wanted to keep it, it was going to cost over €2,000. And it broke when I was pregnant.
Okay, just a small amount of pressure.
Today, Dr. Reimer is bringing the stories of these groups to the Health Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill.
Our dental crisis in Ireland is now 16 years old. We've had 7 ministers for health, and I think that now it really has come to the point where we need to see some definitive action. For me, we really have got to a point now where we've settled for this two-tier health system where your pain relief is dependent on your payslip.
That report was from Carol Coleman. The Department of Health told us that the government was committed to reforming oral healthcare services. A statement said schemes for medical card holders and children will be in the first phase, and they'll focus on prevention of tooth decay across every age group.